Yep. Can hear every moan.
Gross. Yep. Just wipe that off. That's fine.
Yep. Yeah. Jen, how was your day? You can pull that closer to you.
My day was great. I woke up 20 minutes ago. Took a nice cold shower and...
Was it actually ice cold?
Ice, baby.
Yep. Ice age, am I right?
Yep. Remember Ray Romano, am I right?
Wait, can you say that joke again?
Ray Romano, am I right?
No, the ice baby one.
Ray Romano, am I right? Ice, baby.
God damn it.
You're going to talk
for all the listeners out there. That is what we call a clap edit.
Ooh.
Oh, teaching. Have we started?
Not really.
Not really.
Oh, yeah.
This won't make it.
We're recording. We might use this as an intro.
This isn't going to make it.
Not with that attitude.
Now maybe that just sounds like a dare.
I am Philip.
I am Matt.
First we'll have a little chat.
Then put on our improvers.
Now it's time for Next at Bat.
And we're here today with Lunch with Jen and Alex. And Jen and Alex are both in the house. Jen Dorsman, hi.
Hi. Lunch is coming later.
That's true.
It is true.
And Alex Colliard, hello.
It's an audio podcast, Alex.
Hi.
And that's our studio audience today, played by Jen Dorsman. And as always, I'm here today with
Philip Simondet. Thank you, Matthew. And our host today is
me, who finally remembered.
You guys, I'm messing everything up.
No, that's okay. You're just.
Damn it.
Is that how long of a delay there is from when we're going to ask you a question to when you're going to answer? Because we need to make room for that.
Set some ground rules.
What if there's a whole studio audience filled with just me, guys?
They would laugh at a joke like 30 seconds after it?
I would bring earplugs.
Wait, who's our host?
It's Matt McLeod.
Oh! Yeah.
Hi!
So we're going to start over, right?
No, please. Well, in the spirit of Lunch with Jen and Alex, no. So Lunch with Jen and Alex is a web series that you guys started about, 9 months ago?
Has it been that long?
Oh, God. We could have had
released
a baby
like six,
in the time.
Six videos in 9 months.
I don't even know when we started.
Is there snow on the ground?
Who knows? I don't know. We were inside a restaurant when we shot it. It was very cold on the way to the restaurant. I remember that. So it's probably about 9 months. This is very interesting.
Jen was trying to be my friend, and she was like, let's go hang out. Let's go get lunch, and we'll just talk about life and stuff. And I was like, ooh, this better turn into
this better be
like some kind of a project or something.
And I spent the lunch staring at my menu, and Alex spent the lunch staring at his phone.
That's great. And that's how it all started, you guys.
I happened to have my camera with me at the time, and we...
I was like,
this
oh my god.
This needs to be shared with the world.
Look at you guys, look at all these spoons. And Jen was like, that's stupid.
Yeah, that's stupid enough to shoot it. And then we shot it.
Yeah, we did
and
it.
And now we're famous, so.
Jimmy Kimmel, everybody. We're going to be on Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, next week?
Last week.
Yeah.
So you can't see it.
Yeah. And all of the footage was burned in a fire.
But fortunately, it survives on the Jimmy Kimmel website, right?
Nope.
Yep. Which is facebook.com/lunchwithjenandalex.
Oh, okay.
Is that even our website? Well, we should really find out these details before we promote them.
It's facebook.com/alex.
Not Jimmy
slash
Kimmel.
Not Jimmy Kimmel. /Jen .. with Alex and Jen and then lunch, but like there's a plus sign in the middle of it. And
sure.
Then
in the middle of the word lunch?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then slash.
If it doesn't work, though, they should just go to your Facebook page.
No.
Or give up and never find their videos.
Yeah.
Don't look for our videos online because it's not a good idea. What is it?
You could find us on Vimeo as well. We're on Vimeo as well.
Matthew's wife made me a Bloody Mary.
Gin and tonic? You were going to
say gin and tonic. Yeah.
So with your videos, the only constant is that you are having lunch or food of some sort, correct?
Sure. trying to think.
You know, we actually there have been videos that we've shot where we've never actually gotten around to eat. We did one with Jeff where we went there for lunch, but we couldn't get past getting a drink. So
actually, I think the one that we shot, we never got past getting a drink either.
Yeah, that's so we never ate then as well.
Yeah, we shot a video with Matthew, but the sound is dreadful. I don't know. Are we basically scrapping that?
We might scrap it, or maybe we'll just put it out and make the sound even worse so that you can't hear any
there
you of go. It.
That might be funny right there. Okay, we'll figure it out. But Matthew is hilarious, and it's a shame that we are bad.
You could overdub it like it's a Japanese cartoon or something.
we did discuss that as well. We seriously shot this video with Matt like 8 months ago or something, and
it was a while ago.
Tinkering with it for
it's the very beginning of spring.
In multiple editing programs to try to get the audio to sound better. So if anyone wants to donate audio equipment to Lunch with Jen and Alex so that we can shoot quality videos.
Or donate a Jimmy Kimmel show to us. That would be great as well.
Donate the Jimmy Kimmel show to us.
Whatever you want, whatever you have, we'll take it.
Or just Jimmy. Sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So going into the shows, as I was kind of alluding to, you don't have much planned other than the fact that there's going to be, you're sitting at a table generally, or I think you did one in a car, didn't you?
Yeah, really most of the time we don't know what we're doing at all until we get there.
Right.
Sometimes we have like a rough idea sometimes where it's like, okay, Beth will be late because she's late.
Like Beth was one of your guests.
Yep, that video should be coming out this week.
By the time this is out, we should have that video out, probably, right? We just have to decide if we want to put a restaurant noise behind it or not.
And that might take a full week to decide.
Right, but by the time, it should be good to go.
I think for the most part, we don't really know what we're doing until we start shooting, and that's when when the magic happens. And then a lot of the magic also kind of happens in editing, because we'll shoot a lot of extraneous stuff that we'll just put in the edit, and that's kind of when it all comes together. Mm-hmm. So some of them, we did one we shot at Pizza Luce, which hasn't come out yet, which when we shot it, we didn't really know what we were doing. And it wasn't until after when we started editing it that the whole concept kind of came together.
Yeah, I had a bunch of stuff in my car. Well, you'll see the video. So we just basically used all the stuff and then we edited it together and we were like, all right, does this work?
Or actually, a fan favorite, the Hello Pizza one, which people seem to really love. That one we shot like an hour and a half of footage. Mm-hmm. And when I started editing it, I realized that none of it was really that good. And
it was garbage.
I had been editing it for like a month, just back and forth all these different ways. And then I just ended up leaving it alone for a week and a half. Coming back to it, watching it, cutting 70% out, and then it was perfect. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times it's about walking away, coming back with fresh eyes, and then cutting it, and getting a huge list of notes from Alex about how he hates it all.
Not hates it, just special ideas on how it could be much better.
So you guys have been pretty self-deprecating about what you think about the show, but obviously you wouldn't keep doing it if you actually thought that way. So
no,
what is it that you're trying to do? Obviously it's for fun and for comedy, but what is it that you're trying to accomplish?
Right. I think we're ultimately trying to change the world, right?
I mean, yeah, if we haven't already changed it.
I think, piece by piece, children watch our videos. I've had a lot of children come up to us and be like...
Hugs first, starting with hugs, just on our lower regions, because they're so short. Not to be, gross, but kids can only reach so high, so it's a lot of hugs around our midsection or our thighs. Yeah.
And they'll say things like, just because I don't have parents doesn't mean I don't have your videos.
Right, right.
And that means a lot. I have cried a lot because of what this video has done to affect people. It really has changed people.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
A lot of kids this one boy come up to us and he was like, I don't need fresh drinking water because I can drink the tears that I have when I watch your videos. And that's touching. It's like, if I can make a child laugh so hard,
cry and feed themselves and hydrate themselves. That's amazing.
It's efficient.
We've done our job.
Yeah. That's really all I can ask, I think.
Yeah, like one kid was like, I laughed so hard at your videos that I didn't need to eat that day. So it wasn't that big of a deal that I couldn't eat.
Yeah. So it was like they laughed so hard that they pulled the muscles around their stomach.
Right.
They couldn't have fit any food in there.
No, it would have been impossible. Like medically, they had to go to a hospital.
Watching you two eat food and often waste it is nourishment enough for these starving often children.
The amount of food that we waste is enough to not have to feed a child.
Yeah.
So.
So when you say what we're trying to accomplish, I guess.
So I guess is it really wasted?
Actually? No, we're not wasting a thing because we've made the children happy.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, the poor and hungry children.
Yep, malnourished.
Yep,
weak.
The ones that probably don't have computers to watch our videos
or parents, but to they buy find computers
a way. They find a
watch.
Way.
Yeah.
Now, what would you say to children who are being bullied at school?
Grow a pair.
Would you
of knives
from your fingertips and use them to slash out the eyes of your bullies?
Would you be interested in making a video specifically for these children who are getting bullied and could probably use lunch?
For these children, yes.
With these children, no.
Mostly because they're dirty,
sticky,
stinky, white.
Yeah,
the worst kind.
We've had all white people in our videos, and we want to stop that.
Mm-hmm. Is Beth white?
Yeah, we were filming a video for our donator for the huge hangout auction.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
But he unfortunately couldn't make it, so Beth last minute showed up to help us out, which was super amazing and great.
It's one of my favorite videos. I'm really excited about it.
And that just went up last week.
Yeah. So that huge hangout thing, it's going to happen. It's just we keep trying to schedule it, and you know we just suck.
We also plan to shoot a lot more videos with other improvisers.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if anybody is interested in shooting with us, they should shoot us a message on Facebook. It's really just an issue of I do all the editing, and I do a lot of things in my life, and so I have like 5 videos that are just backlogged right now because I can't get the time to edit them. But
and you have a husband too.
That's the noise we make when we're together.
That's really cute.
That's yep.
You are a newlywed.
Yeah.
Wait, is your name still Jen Dorsman?
Today, yep.
When is it going to be Jen Von Kampf? I keep thinking it's.
Or is it going to be Jen Von Dorsman?
It's actually going to be. It's
Van Kampf?
Eventually.
Van Mein Kampf.
It's going to be.
Vandy Kampf?
Jennifer Dorsman. Van Kam.
Okay. With a hyphen.
This is really, really interesting.
With a fucking hyphen. Oh, God. I wish people could see how I was being so distraught over this.
Actually, I'll take a picture. Oh,
God.
Philip has already tried to change his name to Philip Simondet hyphen McLeod.
Oh.
But he has no
Matt will
basis.
Not sign the paperwork.
Yeah. Don't worry, none of that's going to make final edit.
Are we going to start recording for the podcast soon?
No, that's all of it. That's all on it. I swear to God. Do you have any more questions for us, you piece of shit?
Did we even talk about what we do? Did we?
When we talked about the Lunch with Jen and Alex videos. All
right.
Yeah.
Did we describe what it is?
Well, I kept trying to get you two more.
I thought we did.
Basically, Alex and I go to a restaurant or someone's house and we shoot lunch. We have lunch and we shoot it and it's fun.
If you didn't fucking figure it out. Right, now, okay. But listen, the way me and Jen met years ago at the Brave New Workshop writing sketches.
Yeah.
And so later, we decided to do videos that required no writing at all because we were both horrible in that class.
Yeah. And I think Alex and I have really similar senses of humor, which are weird and great.
She normally says that I'm an idiot. and that is true. Fuel. And true.
True.
It's
few.
Fru.
But Alex's idiocy really comes into play, I think, when we start shooting.
Mm-hmm. You two both tend towards the absurd. In what ways do you complement each other? In what ways do you push each other in that regard? And do you ever rein each other in, or do you just push each other further with the absurdity?
I compliment Alex on his muscle tees often.
Yeah. And, well, so, like, I'll do something stupid, and Jen will be like, no. And I'll be like, I insist. And then she'll give in. And then Jen will do something stupid, and I'll be like, come on, that is silly. And then she's like, but I have the editing power, and so it gets into the video anyway.
Yeah, Alex doesn't have much say because I'm the one that edits it. So if he has something he really... If Alex has something he really wants, it just puts a whole standstill on the video because I just won't do it until he changes his mind.
You know, you could just humor him and do it and then just not edit it in.
No. That's not how it works, no. Phil.
I don't have all that time.
It's a lot of give and take. It's a good collaborative partnership with sacrifice, determination, passion, fighting.
And we watch a lot of comedy Bang Bang, which I think helps.
That's all it takes.
Little Ackerman.
We have the same taste in one show, and it all comes together.
We both like Beats.
By Dr. Dre? I don't
know what that is.
Beats by Dre? We both like... Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Beats. Like...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what you mean?
Yeah, we both like them. We both like a good rhythm.
It's all right.
Which I think helps fuel us through. Is this everything you wanted and more?
Way more.
All right, well, that's another question that we'll answer like assholes.
We're never going to be invited back.
Matthew keeps asking these like really great like questions, but then...
Like, what are you, James Lipton over there? God, I wish the listeners at home could see how disgusted I am at Matt McLeod's questions.
Matt's too good for us. All right, ask us another question, you sexy man.
Did we answer that one?
No, you completely ignored it.
What was the question?
I could rephrase it. It was, how do you complement each other, and why does your group work with your personalities?
I don't know, because we both do weird stuff, but it's like different weird stuff. So, like...
Basically, Alex is like a runaway train, and I... And I'm there to redirect him, get him back on the tracks. But the train is full of naked albino circus performers that both of us are.
And all of the albino circus performers are also trains.
What?
Oh my God. That can't be redirected?
No. Man. That's why they're on the train in the first place, man.
Okay, that definitely answered the question.
Okay, right? Good. All right. That so, throw us another one. I asked you. You hunk of peace.
We're knocking him out now.
Well, I was thinking it's about time to...
Oh.
Not for Phillip's Corner.
For Matt's Rhombus?
Yeah, for now. Okay. For now. Maybe they can rename it.
Okay, here's what's happening now. Matt wants to start a new segment on the show, and we haven't named it yet.
Oh, man, I hope you don't have more than one new segment.
We will have several new
segments. Damn it! Oh, man, this is crazy fun. Okay, what's up?
Okay, so do you want to do it first, and then they'll name it, or do they have to name it now?
No, they can name it afterwards.
Afterwards.
Okay. I'm already ready.
Yep. We're going to throw it to Matt for Matt's new segment. Pause to insert the name later, which we won't do.
Well... I'm just going to, before we even get into it, I'm going to just name it right now, okay? Matt's Trainwreck Central Station.
Okay.
Ooh, I like it.
What were you thinking?
Matt's Human Centipede.
It's not going to be that.
All right. Those are on the table. We'll you get said two segment. More. We'll get two.
Gross. We'll get... Hold on, I got one. Matt's meat swing.
Matt's blood knuckle.
All of these are just things that happened in Philip's corner, so.
I got it. Denzel Washington.
Ooh. Right, we have a contender.
Right, last one. Matt's cold fingers.
Pizza juice.
Okay, last one. Matt's dark center.
For visual of a arts.
Role. There you go, that's it. Max Dart Center for Visual Arts.
Dart Center?
Yep.
Dart Center.
Bullseye.
Bullseye. Boom!
Bullseye!
All right.
Isn't that a clap edit?
Yeah. All right. Anyway, go on with your little segment. All right.
So both of you are improvisers on top of what you do for while you're on the show.
Yep.
So what is your favorite classic form to do? And if you could incorporate a classic form into Lunch with Jen and Alex, which one would it be?
I would do deconstruction because it would make the editing process for Jen absolutely impossible.
I would do a mono scene because then I wouldn't have to edit shit.
Yeah, classic form of the mono scene.
All right, sweet.
Or we'll how about a bat and then just a black screen. Maybe we could do that today.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Okay, well, we have ideas now.
Okay. All right, second question. Who is an improviser that you look up to the most? Who is the improviser that you look up to the most?
Do you know which improvisers listen to this?
As far as I know, nobody.
Okay, great.
Only Joe Halverson.
Joe Halverson?
So maybe say Joe Halverson.
I was going to say him, but now that I know that he listens, I'm not going to do it because it's going to be a little awkward when I see him because it was going to be a raunchy review of his improvising style.
Sure.
Yep. Have you ever seen like his package in his pants? You can see the outline. It's great.
So basically, your review was going to be M for M.
Yeah. Cool. Me for
meat.
Matt.
Meat.
For meat.
Meat for meat.
Okay, so I don't know.
Good answer. I'm going to say. I was going to say Alex Colyard.
Fuck you.
Oh, which he just won.
Garbage. That's garbage.
Well, I will say my immediate answer in a moment, but I will say that Alex's group, Good Grief, makes me real, real happy because there's no regard to that fourth wall, and I love it. Your set during Improvathon made me real happy.
I really like Lady Friend.
All right, shut up.
No, I seriously do. I've watched them all the time since like their first show. I want to say maybe. Did I miss your first show?
No, you were there for our first show. Yep. 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, cool. These are friends that I like. I've met, because I was in class with you and Beth, and then you invited Becky to our failed writing group that we had. And we've been friends ever since. And I love all those ladies. They're all wonderful.
I think the improviser that I most look up to as far as art styles being similar, and the one that I would most strive to be one day would be Hannah Wideman. Okay.
Sorry.
Alex is allergic to her name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta pick one now. Well, I keep thinking of names, and the name that like I see their face,
Joe Halverson,
but then the name under it every time is Mike Fotis. I like Mike Fotis a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think he's funny.
He is funny. I think you're right. I think you're right.
So, and I like when he uses oversized objects.
Yes.
In his scenes.
So
I think that's great.
Yeah, he does that well. So if you can you recall a favorite moment between the two of you?
Me and Alex, or me and Hannah Wideman?
Mike Fotis, me being Hannah Wideman.
Okay, my favorite moment between Hannah Wideman and Mike Fotis.
Yeah.
Was that one day they saw each other at Walgreens. And she was like, why are you buying Band-Aids? And he was so like, I have a tendency to get raw knuckles in the winter.
Classic photos.
And she was like, cool, can I cut in line? Because
and he let her.
Petey's in the car.
Oh, the dog.
We got to get out there.
They have so much fun.
So funny.
It's good. And
between us two?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like there's definitely a moment a few times during every video that we shoot where I'm just dying laughing, which is always good. Maybe, well, no.
I think when Alex and I have really different like points of view on a lot of things. I have my hands out really far to signify how far away we get from each other. But then those moments where we completely agree and I just put my hands together are like magic, fabulous.
Yeah, going back to the question when you asked how do we compliment each other, or whatever, mm-hmm. is we're like going crazy on each side. My hands are way spread out right now, because you can't see it. All right, but then like there's times when the sine waves cross, and there's one point right there. So my hands are crossed right now, and I'm talking into my hands as if they are.
Which
the
is
microphone.
Why he's getting vaguely muted.
Okay,
give some play-by-play.
Okay, Alex's hands are forming the letter X in front of him.
This is Jen.
The Jen is the left arm, and Alex is the right arm. Now they've kind of formed into a diamond. Now they're swanning down into each other like an upside down heart now. Oh my God, the hands are eating. Jen's hands have also joined the fray, and they're eating his head. They're eating Alex's head. Jen's hands are making out with Alex's face.
Alex, what's your name, Alec? How many names can I give you during this? Amber tastes like alcohol.
I was going to say something stupid about Amber Alert, but I'm going to censor myself on that one.
There's the line.
I found it. Yay. But yeah, so yeah, there's always a nice point where we cross and we're like, that's it. We found it. Because a lot of times we'll do something and Jen will be like, mm-mm. Or I'll do something and I'll be like, mm-mm. Or I'll do something and Jen will be like, mm-mm. Did I already do that one? Or you'll do something and I will be like, mm-mm. Or you'll do something, the server will be like, do you guys want to order or what? And we'll be like, mm-mm.
Does the server ever do anything? And you're both like,
Always, Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, that one time, the one where we shot at Ice House, mm-hmm. that waiter wanted to like be in all up in our business, and we had to be like, mm-mm.
Please get the fuck out of here. You're so friendly, and this would be great in any other circumstances, but you don't understand the situation. Your situational awareness is off the charts right now.
I have a question. In a bad way. I have a question for Alex. Yep. Mm-hmm. I want to know if you have a favorite of our videos.
Since I'm the host here, Jen wants to know
what could be Jen's corner.
No, Jen's, yeah, Jen's closet. I would say
you know that we have to vet every single new segment.
Right, right.
Can we come up with a name for it?
Sure.
Dart Center.
Jen's Jerk House.
Yep. All right, Jen's Jerk House is a question for Alex.
No, I would probably say either Jeff's video, where we are at his apartment, or Beth's video. I mean, I like them all. I still really like the Spoons video. I feel like it was our first video, so like the quality is really shitty.
Here's insider information. Let's go ahead and give a little insider information for our videos.
That's all we want.
Sorry, is this a new segment that I'm introducing?
Insider, right, inside the studio.
Just real quick, Philip, are you okay with this new segment?
I think they can hear me, so I'm going to say yes.
Okay. All right.
Inside the segment with Jen.
Inside, come inside, Jen. Come inside me. All right. So first stop on the come inside Jen tour is I am not necessarily.
Don't tell the audience why we keep laughing. Just go.
So. I don't have like I like to shoot, but I don't have like the greatest equipment. I don't necessarily know what I'm doing. So, the first two videos that we shot at Amazing Thailand, and we just had my camera, and it was super loud in there. So the entire video, I cut out all of the audio. We don't talk to each other the entire video, except for like Alex makes like a little noise or whatever. And I just took the stock audio, like restaurant noise from iMovie, and laid it on top. in both videos. So if you listen, it's the same exact audio in both videos, and they just repeat because they're only so long.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And at one point, if you listen, it sounds like the lady says, "Elephant party." Elephant party. Party of two. Elephant party. She says it like three times. When is the elephant party going to get their table? They've been waiting for weeks.
Well, first of all, they have to be able to get through the door.
Elephant party.
Yeah, exactly. They don't really get the peanut sauce ready.
I know.
Ooh. You guys.
And they always have all their luggage. They bring all those trunks.
Don't try to cook the books on the ticket, because they're going to remember the prices of all the food items, you guys.
Don't talk too loud at the table next to them. They're very nosy.
And they've got big
super
ears.
Super nosy, yeah.
So they hear you. Another insider.
And they're fat.
And they get killed for sport. Can I do another insider?
GoDaddy.com.
Okay. Another insider. Inside Jen. Come inside with Lunch and Alex. Come inside with Lunch and Alex. Is that in the Jeff video, if you watch, not only do we call Bob Dylan Bob Saget, but we also, the whole thing is filmed with Jeff talking to the wall, which not a lot of people noticed. It took Beth watching it a few times before she realized that Jeff is just talking to the wall.
What's Jeff?
Jeff is not a person in the circles of the improviser world. He is my friend and Jen's friend, and he's very funny and he's very cool. His name is Jeff Arcand. You can see him on Minimum Fare with me as Jimf.
Jimf.
That's short for James. And he is really super funny. He's my friend. And he's also in that video. So
yeah, so we did a video with him in his apartment. But if you watch it, the whole time it looks like he's offering us drinks, but he's never looking
through, like,
at us.
A window in the kitchen or something. Like, you have, like, the counter of the kitchen, and you can see into the living room or whatever.
But he's not.
But he's just yelling at the wall while we're sitting behind him. It's good.
Yeah.
So, Easter eggs, yay.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the point of the segment? I don't get it.
To ask you stuff.
But that's what you've been doing the whole time.
Wow, you're a dick.
No, wait, why is it different?
So is that over? Are they naming it again?
Yeah, what's the name of it? Oh, it's to ask you, like, more stock questions about improv rather than just about your group.
Oh, sure, okay.
Because we're talking about ourselves too much?
No, because that's what happens in every interview, is that we end up talking about the group. And
so we'll have a constant through all the rest of the interviews where people have the same questions.
And I kind of want to get some more kind of improv theory questions in there.
Shoot.
But I haven't got them going yet. So I just thought of this yesterday.
Go, do it. I'm just assuming I'll be editing this podcast.
So it'll be like 6 months before it comes out.
Yeah. How's the audio? Audio good?
Audio's good.
There's a soft roar in the background for the entire thing.
It's actually Katy Perry's roar.
More like nothing. Kitty Purry.
Ho, ho, ho. Wow. So now's the time of the show where we throw the microphone over to Philip Sim and Det for a brand new segment that we call
Philip's Corner.
It's Philip's Corner.
Yeah.
Wow, 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 wow.
Thanks. That's the Lunch with Jen and Alex remix.
Oh, by the way, what should I call my segment?
Oh, I don't know. None of those names are good. You don't like those? You don't like Matt's Cold Fingers?
No, they were stupid.
Matt's Pizza Juice? That didn't work?
No, not really.
How about...
Same questions, different answers with Matt McCloud.
I'm going to need to think about this. It's a lot of pressure.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty good.
A lot of pressure?
I'm going to need to think about this. It's a lot of pressure.
How about making cookies with Matt?
Stirring cookies?
Yeah.
It's a callback from yesterday.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. And I agreed with it. I was
you called it back. It was amazing. Cool.
I'm really good at callbacks that are like
they don't know nothing
months
about.
Old.
Okay, so Philip's Corner is the part of the show where...
New segment.
It's a brand new segment. We're trying it out. hope it sticks.
No.
I'm going to stare at you awkwardly mm-hmm. and ask you a question.
Okay.
The awkward part is important, so don't skip this part.
Is this the new segment that...
Brand new segment.
This is Phillip's
the same
corner.
Segment that has not been new.
You shut your fucking mouth.
Okay. All right, just checking.
Jen.
Yep. Get a real good stare.
It's the awkward part. Embrace
not
it.
Not for me.
Embrace it.
Not for me. Yeah. I'll do this all day. I'm not even going to blink.
I feel great.
I might blink. Makeup on.
You blinked.
What is that, brown?
My eyes? Mm. Yeah. What is that, blue?
Day is it? Sunday?
It is Sunday.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
It's a shame.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
What are you wearing?
Under this clothes, nothing.
Well, I can't see what you're wearing. I'm looking into your eyes. So deep into your eyes that nothing could distract me from the deepness of your eyes that I'm in.
Under this clothes.
I feel like I'm swimming.
Like you're swimming?
In your brain.
Oh, God.
Just came right through your eye holes.
Oh, you came through my eye holes. Yeah.
Yeah. Is, yeah, the earlier
it's good
segment.
Thing you don't have a girlfriend. She wouldn't like to hear you say that to me.
No. Mm-mm. I'm just filling your head with ideas.
You want to fill my head? How's this for awkward? Getting there?
We're working on it. We're
as deep as I am into your eyes, I can notice how pink your cheeks are getting.
I am not noticing the same because this is not awkward for you at all.
No. No. I do this frequently.
When is the first time you rode a bike farther than three blocks?
I remember my childhood friend, Brooke.
Yeah, that bitch.
I would go to her house and we would each get on our bikes and we would ride through like the back roads and paths and neighborhoods, which seemed like a million miles and probably was not at all a million miles. It was probably like six blocks. But at the time, it was always like, oh, we're going on this treacherous bike ride. And we would always bike to the ice cream place and we'd get like these crazy big ice creams and then we would go home. And somehow it was like, it's okay that we're eating the ice cream because we're working it off by bicycling.
You were conscious of your figure at that young age?
Oh, yeah. Women always are. Yeah.
Even when they're girls and not
yeah.
women?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Hmm. I think especially when they're girls. Because you're growing into your own skin. I was born with a lot of extra skin that I had to grow into.
You filled it nicely. It feels
with ice cream.
Like taut now.
Ice cream.
Thank you. So that was probably like my first time consciously biking more than three blocks.
Great.
Which was probably about four blocks.
Great. Alex.
I'm going to tell you right now, this one's not going to get sexy, okay? So just drop the act, Philip.
This isn't about sexy. This is about awkward.
Is there a difference? I don't know.
I think you might be doing sex wrong, Alex, if it's always awkward.
Am I? I don't know any other way. I've had several compliments. They're like, this sucks. And I'm like, thank you very much.
That's a compliment you could also give.
Thank you very much.
Which is your favorite dinosaur and why?
Oh my god, I love dinosaurs. This is a great question. I love it. Okay, but I forgot all their names. I was like super into dinosaurs when I was a kid, which was like 3 years ago. And I think my favorite was Velociraptor for sure. Pretty standard answer, I know. I wasn't like...
Because of
what? What are you pointing at? Oh, Jurassic Park. No, I love dinosaurs, and then Jurassic Park came out, and I was like, oh, thank you. And
wait, sarcastically you said thank you, or you're actually
Jurassic based? Park came out, and I
or
was
is that
like,
just how you say thank you?
Steven Spielberg called me up, and he's like, "Alex, the Jurassic Park movie is a go," and I was like, "Thank you." And not so much a oh great.
I like to note that Alex just hung up his mime phone. Thank you. Anyway,
I am a very good improviser when it comes to scene space work. So drop the fucking gig, Jim.
I didn't mean to interrupt your question from Phillips Corner.
So Velociraptor.
Anyway, no, okay. So I was talking to Steven Spielberg. I told him it was great.
And, Steven Spielberg.
And he was really happy about that I liked it. And Velociraptors were cool because they had like the weird like claws going. I like those a lot. But I also like the Pachycephalosaurus. But I'm not sure if that's how it's pronounced. It's the one with the head butt one. The one with the really hard head. Mm-hmm. I think it's Pachycephalosaurus.
You're not asking experts. So.
It's so close to syphilis that I just get uncomfortable saying it. Pack a syphilisaurus.
Because that's how you get syphilis. By saying it three times.
Oh, is that what?
Yeah.
It's like Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I must like, have syphilis like what? Because I literally have said like it like three times.
I'm sorry, one more time.
It's like Beetlejuice.
I'm Beetlejuice. I don't know. I don't know what he sounds
get
like.
Get out of here, Beetlejuice.
Okay, bye. Oh man, we've already went into the next segment. Anyway, so those are my favorite dinosaurs.
Thank you so much.
I had a whole bunch of toys.
Dinosaur toys.
I still have them.
Great. All right, and then
we used one in a video.
We used the Velociraptor in a video. It's is not it out actually yet. Did it actually go in the video?
Yeah.
It does peek up a little bit. Yeah. You get scared by it. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. Yep, I still have it.
So look for that, everybody. Thank you so much. That has been Phillips Corner.
Yay! Phillips Corner!
Cornering people!
And then touching them inappropriately with his eyes.
All right, you guys ready to do some improv?
Yay!
Yay!
Wait for Alex's delay to respond.
Cool, bro.
Next up, bats!
So, man. Bummer about your fantasy team.
Man, I think this is it. I think I'm going to quit.
No, don't quit, man. Yeah. Nobody likes a quitter.
Yeah, plus we need somebody to be the worst in the league. Who are we going to crap on all the time?
Yeah, we're gonna raise our buy-ins to $200 a year next year.
I haven't reached this low of a low in any point of my life. Even the time when I was three and my dad went out for a pack of e-cigs and never came back. That was a low point in my life, but this is lower.
Wow.
Well, you're breaking new grounds. Like, now you're achieving new lows. Like,
hey,
that's still human
Darryl,
achievement.
Come on.
We need him in the league. If he's out, then I'm the worst. Okay? Yeah. I'm not going to be the worst in this league, okay? I need Hector to stay.
Hector, the only reason you're so bad is because of injuries. It's not because you're a bad player.
Yeah, it's
because
you broke your thumbs and you can't update your draft every
just
week.
Because you drafted Michael Crabtree in the second round.
Hey, man, he was supposed to have a great year.
He was, and just because he was injured for most of the season when we drafted.
I know. It was an oversight on my part, and I feel really bad about that. But listen, Daryl, if you don't want to be the worst person in the league, you're going to have to... How much do we win if we win first place? Was it $200?
No, if we win first... You haven't actually looked at first place in a really long time.
Why would he? Doesn't, I guess that's true. No chance of winning.
Is it 100?
First place wins $1,200.
Oh, all right, Daryl, why don't you pitch out a $1,200 baseball at my face? And by that, I mean straight cash and actual money.
You want me to pay the worst player in the league to help me win the league?
Or you can be the worst player in the league.
Sidebar.
I don't lose either way.
Sidebar. Daryl.
Yeah.
Think about
James, what's up?
I mean, I am consistently in the top three. I have nothing to lose here. We're going to get a 10th player. We're the best league in town.
But we're not going to get a 10th player that's worse than me, okay? Hector was a diamond in the rough.
So that's
way.
Why this might be worth it for you. Do you want to be the bottom of the barrel? Do you want to have the worst place trophy on your porch?
No,
hey,
the
Dale,
shame
sideboard,
trophy?
Sideboard,
no.
Sidebar, Dale.
Yeah.
How much is your pride worth?
My pride is all I have. I have pride and $1,500. And
$1,500 it is, buddy.
I need you to get off your keister and get your suitcase and get in the car.
Why, Mom? We don't have to be there for hours.
Well, you know, I like to get a head start. I don't like to get stuck in traffic. All those pesky stop signs, all those stoplights. You never know if they're going to be red. They could be yellow.
But I want to sit here and play some more video games with Donnie. How much more am I going to be able to see him this year?
Well, probably none, son. We're never coming back here again. You knew this?
Hey, Miss Jancy, come on. Just let me play with your son for a little while. It sounded wrong. I just want to play video games with him.
Okay, you know what? I don't have a problem with you playing with my son. It's just the video games. I think that they rot in his brain.
Honey, can I have a word with you quick?
Yeah, sure. Oh, your wife.
Yeah,
sorry
my,
about
my
that.
Wife.
Sidebar?
Yeah, I'll be over yeah, here sidebar. With your son.
Sidebar?
Mm-hmm. I just got an Amber Alert. It says there's this creepy guy that loves playing video games with little kids, and he looks just like...
Well, look, hey, guys, look, guys, look sorry printer. To butt in here, but this is an emergency. I just got an Amber Alert. There's apparently a very creepy guy who plays video games with kids. I'm going to keep an eye on Donnie here. Is that what his name is? Donnie?
You know, who knows? Who could remember in a time like this when there's an Amber Alert? I can't remember anything. Just
Donnie. Can we have a sidebar?
Yeah.
Just Donnie to Donnie.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, I just got an Amber Alert that there's a real creepy guy who likes to play video games with
hey,
little
buddy.
Boys. And he looks just like you, and I wanted to make sure that you weren't in trouble, so do you want to hide in my basement?
Yeah, we should probably go hide out or something. I don't trust your parents.
Okay, let's go down in the basement.
Donnie, Donnie,
yeah,
and Donnie.
Donnie.
I've got
Donnie
some
Senior,
news. I just
you.
Got a box of wanted posters delivered to the front door.
Okay.
The photo on the front is of Donnie. I'm pretty sure. It says that he's wanted for playing video games with little boys. Now, Donnie!
But the photo...
Donnie, I had no idea you were so photogenic.
Which Donnie is it? I mean, we can't see the picture. This is a podcast.
Yeah, Donna, give me the picture. Let me compare here, Donna. Yeah, it looks just like you, Donnie.
Yeah, Donnie. This looks just like you.
It does look just like me. What's up with this?
Wait, am I not the father of my child?
Perhaps.
Donnie? Donna, do you know Donnie? Which Donnie
go,
did you know?
I'm going to go pack the car.
Donna,
don't you bail out on us now.
All no, right, I'm you, done. I'm
you,
done.
You need to determine
Donna's
which one
done.
Of us is
Donnie,
the father
Donna
and which one
done.
Of us is the son.
Don't you do it.
Donnie, sidebar. Donnie, I don't want you to feel like a victim just because we played video games together.
I'm starting to feel that way. I'm starting to feel like you took advantage of me I'm a lonely man in my 40s, and you saw that, and you were like, hey, I'll play with you. I don't care how old I am or how old you are.
No, I didn't, and you were special to me.
Donnie, I was just out packing the car, and I noticed one of those Skyriders, one of the planes that's spelling things out in the sky.
They're always in our skies.
And it said, Donnie, the Donnie that's creepy... that lives in your neighborhood that plays with your son, is a wanted criminal, and you should not have him around your kids.
So the message was for me.
Wait, which one is the father and which one is the son? This is what we have not determined
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, that's true, though. Maybe this
are
Sky
you my
writer.
Father, or am I Donnie's son?
You know what my least favorite thing is about English class?
Words.
No, it's having to make sure that all of your pronouns are referring to the correct person.
That's basically words. Just a more specific answer.
I was being way more specific
yeah.
than you. You just said words.
Well,
your least favorite thing is probably
letters.
Being specific.
Yeah. I hate letters because they're specific parts of words. I hate words because they're specific parts of sentences.
But you're the teacher. You're supposed to, like, love English class. I'm a student. I have a right to hate things.
But I'm an English teacher, which means I'm cool and I play by my own rules. See this chair?
Yeah.
Sitting on it backwards.
Is that why you have your sleeves rolled up?
All the way up to my elbows.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have a tattoo and it's a barbed wire around your bicep.
Yeah.
But it doesn't connect on the inside.
Beep boop.
The inside part hurts.
Hello, fellow students. This is your principal.
Oh, we better listen.
Yeah, he's also a student.
I'm making I'm making a special announcement. I'm sorry. The vice principal is in here tickling me. We're having a great time.
Don't resist it.
I'm smoking a cigarette because you know what? It's cool school time. And
not
you know,
ticklish at all.
Hey, kids, you don't have to listen to your teachers, and teachers, you don't have to listen to your kids. Also, we're having meat Rogan for dinner today because school is going that long. Oh, God, cigarettes, good. It's a meatloaf that looks like Joe Rogan's face. All right, have a good day.
Beep. How am I supposed to rebel against an administration that cool?
I don't know. I have a real important question for you, though.
Yeah, what is it, Thomas?
Doesn't all meatloaf look like Joe Rogan's face?
Welcome to Fear Factor, everybody.
Wah, 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 wah! So excited to be here.
The next challenge, if you're all willing to accept it.
I'm ready to accept it.
I'm not willing to accept anything. I wasn't even supposed to get through the screening. I'm allergic.
Oh, this is going to be great. This is a super Fear Factor.
It's good for my chance.
Check it out. Your first challenge is unveiling what the challenge is, lifting up all of the things.
God, this is terrifying. My first challenge was standing in a line.
And now your second challenge, while it is everyone else's first challenge, because that's not normally a challenge for people, is eating meatloaf that looks like my face. And guess what? It's made out of manatee dick. Enjoy.
Oh, man, this is
You know
challenge.
What? This is exactly how I prepped myself to come on the show. I thought, what is the craziest thing they might throw at me? Meatloaf Rogan and manatee dick. Well, guess what? Fuckers, I already fucking did this shit. Give it to me. Nom 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 nom.
She ate the whole thing. How are we supposed to compete?
Oh, too bad. Looks like she's disqualified because guess what? She didn't wash it down with the lemming semen that we provided. I'm sorry. You're disqualified, Marista.
What the fuck?
Sorry, bro. Oh, all right. Time for the next contestant.
She just shriveled up and died. Like, this show meant that much to her. She does not go on living without this.
Hey, we've got a show to do, all right? I don't want to edit all this. Now check
it
out.
I'm allergic to death. Can we get rid of the body at least if you're not going to let me out?
You're last, buddy. Next up is Cherry Zero. Why don't you fucking eat that meatloaf?
She ate all the meatloaf. All that's left is lemon semen.
You better drink that
lemon
semen.
You want me to chug the lemon semen? Okay.
You know, it's kind of... Hi, folks. I'm the Fear Factor principal. Just here to let
He's
you know
He's also
that
a contestant.
Challenge number three is actually that you have to eat the dead body of contestant number one,
God, no.
Mariska. We hope you enjoy this twist and get ready to be in a box filled with bees
this
next
just
episode.
Got...
Beep, boop, boop.
All right, looks like that's the word from the boss, man.
Listen,
hey,
Joe Rogan, can I please get out of here? I'm allergic.
Hey, you're going to be fine, kid. We just need to watch this man over here, Cherry Zero, drink this lemming semen, and then we're going to eat a dead body. Go for it, buddy.
This just got very Hunger Gamesy. You know, this lemon semen's curdled a little bit. It kind of looks like your face, Joe Rogan.
That's exactly right.
Beep, boop, boop. For your next challenge... I'm sorry, this is Principal Fear Factor again. For your next challenge, you will have to watch the movie The Hunger Games.
A Principal
oh,
Factor!
That's the worst thing ever!
Beep, boop, boop!
All right, kids, you heard it first. Oh. You heard it first here. Why don't you drink down that lemon
okay,
semen
fine.
That looks like my face now as it's curled over because you've waited so long to drink it. Then we're going to eat a dead body. Then we're going to quick watch an episode of The Hunger Games.
Oh, he's curling up and dying.
Oh, you successfully drank the lemon semen. However, you did not finish the meatloaf Rogan because it's already been eaten. So you're disqualified. Sorry, buddy.
And he's dead.
Looks like your hands are tied at that point. Already. So, buddy.
I'm not interested in doing anything. I'm not going to move from this place.
But you could win $3,000. So, looks
I'm
like.
I'm allergic to money.
Oh boy, your life is pretty terrible, kid.
It's horrible. I had no idea I was kidnapped and brought to this hangar. I expected to see airplanes.
I'm sorry I keep laughing at your plight, little kid, but
it's okay.
Beep, boop, boop. It's Principal Fear Factor. I'd just like to say the winner of this episode wins $3,000 plus the chance to host his own podcast where he interviews idiots. Beep, boop, boop.
All right, Matthew McLeod, why don't you finish up those dead bodies and we'll watch.
If it's my only way out, I guess this is like an origin story.
All right, why don't you scroll? All right, there you go.
The prequel.
This week on the Humble Games.
No, you do it. You're so much better than I am.
No, you're the best at it, honey.
Oh, you're really. I've never had flan the way you make it. It's
thank you.
It's just.
I'm of the opinion that you can do absolutely everything that I can do, but probably better.
Oh, that's really sweet. I just I look up to you in a way that little people look up to regular people.
God dang it, I tripped over one of your triceratops again.
Sorry!
I told you to clean these up. If you're gonna play in the living room, you gotta clean up after yourself.
I know, Dad. It's just that I was so busy trying to make this pie for Mom. Oh. It's Mother's Day. Didn't you get a present?
Oh, dang it, Charlie. I forgot about Mother's Day again.
I'm home!
Oh, Dad!
Oh, it smells like pie. You two are so wonderful.
Yeah, we made you a pie for Mother's Day.
Dad Charlie. Is a piece of shit. He had nothing to do with this pie.
Charlie!
Watch your mouth, Charlie.
Sorry.
Rascal! Rascal! Rascal!
Father is a piece of shit. He had nothing to do rascal! With this pie.
Oh my God, is this true? And were you trying to slap the shit out of Charlie?
I missed every time.
Father's a fucking asshole, Mom. Didn't even get you a present and didn't even know it was Mother's Day and your birthday and your anniversary and St. Patrick's Day.
Oh my God.
You'd think I could remember one date for all of those, but I'm a man. Dang it.
As it turns out, you can't remember anything. And therefore, I am choosing to forget about you.
No,
Martha. Eternal sunshine of the spotless mind.
All right, so this procedure is going to remove your memories.
Okay.
I just need to know if you're absolutely okay with this. Because you're not going to remember a thing. Your family, your kids,
sure.
Your shitty husband.
No, I want to remember my kids and my family.
We can't be selective about this.
No, I'm pretty sure you can. It says it on your brochure.
I've changed the rules.
So yep. I have to forget everybody?
You have to forget everything, including me.
All right.
Including the contract you signed.
Let me check with my son, Charlie. Hey, Charlie?
Yeah?
Are you comfortable with me just forgetting all about you?
Whatever. Who gives a shit? Can I go to Tam's?
Sure.
We're going to consider that consent. We've also included in this deal we get to remove the memories of your children.
No, I'm fine with that.
They will remember a thing. However, your husband, who is shitty,
yeah,
he will remember everything.
No, I'm good with that. Okay, let's do this.
All right, here we go.
Beep, bop, bop, bop. Forget. Nothing matters, nothing matters.
B sound.
Wow, I'm waking up and I feel as if I've forgotten a bunch of stuff.
Hey, who am I to you?
Nobody.
Hey,
exactly.
Lady in my house? What are you doing in my house with my triceratops?
What are you doing in my house? Get the fuck out.
Ow! Ah!
I'll be leaving you two alone now. We've set up cameras all over your house. Goodbye.
Tonight on Fox, this show, starring those people.
Hey, who are you in my house?
Martha, it's me, your husband. I felt really bad about forgetting all
husband?
Our
husband? I wouldn't marry some ugly piece of shit like you with
rascal!
Boobs sagging down to your knees.
Tonight on Fox.
I haven't grown into my skin yet.
Hey guys, I know that there's a sign on the door that says no girls are allowed.
No girls allowed!
But the S is backwards, and so it makes me think that you might be okay if one girl came
in. Oh man, I spelled it wrong.
Mart.
But I brought you some of your favorite chips. They're the salt and vinegar chips. I know what you like.
Yeah, stop the record.
I also brought you some fresh made country time sweet tea with the peaches in it because I know how much you like that. And I just really want to hang out with you guys in your fort since all of my friends.
Sidebar.
That's right.
All of my friends.
Hold on, we're having a fort meeting.
Expired in a fire.
Mark, come to the sidebar with us. What is it, Beals?
Dear, I always had a little bit of a crush on your sister. I'm sorry.
What?
I have to tell you that now.
What? She's a year younger than us. That's gross.
I know.
Ooh. Hey, guys, I hate to interrupt your sidebar, but I also confiscated from the library this book about sexual exploration that I thought we could read on account of also eating all the salt vinegar chips and all of the country time peach sweet tea.
And do you want to go out with me?
Beals! What the heck, man?
I gave you a warning.
Well, I would. I don't. Wow.
Sister, Beals.
I guess I've never really looked at you that way. But I will say that your tri-forked tail does do something to me on my insides.
Oh, really?
Gross.
Also, your pointy head horns.
This is bad.
And your crimson skin makes me a little warm in my downstairs.
No, gross. Don't, Mart, do not encourage that. Mart, stop that. This is why there's no girls allowed. Get away from the fort, Jenny.
Ow.
Now leave her alone.
Oh. Ah!
Ah! Bow, chicken, bow, bow.
Wow, you really burned him alive. That's hot.
You want to see hot?
This is a really good photo of us.
Thank you. It was a selfie that turned into a double selfie because you got in with me.
Well, I wanted to be close.
Well, I wanted to be just a picture of me in front of the Christmas tree.
But it's a good picture of us. It like is. You always set you so many pictures of you and there's no pictures of us. I've looked through your entire computer files.
The blog isn't called Jan and Tim Explore the Universe. It's called
Jan and the Christmas Tree Explore the Universe. All right, so why don't you back out of our fucking gig, man?
Okay, Christmas Tree, hold on a second. It's,
hey,
let's
I'm
back
sorry.
Up.
I'm sorry. He just keeps doing this, and it's ridiculous.
What? You know what? I don't see you in all those pictures either. Christmas Tree.
Hey, I'm
guys,
in most...
I know I'm just an anonymous jogger in the park, but do you guys want me to take your picture, all three of you?
Yes. Would you? I want a picture
Wait
with.
A second.
Wait it's 1 second.
Not called. Jan, the Christmas Tree, and Tim explore adventures together.
No, and it's not called Jan and Christmas Tree get their picture taken by an anonymous jogger.
And the last time I bought a domain name, no one pitched in to pay half. And my bill for GoDaddy is astronomical.
You know, I'm just an anonymous jogger, but just to let
you
know...
Well, you're not really anonymous. Your shirt does say Douglas on it. And I'm just
assuming. It's not my name, though. It's Wait. Just kind of ironic.
It says Douglas Fern.
Yeah?
So are you referring to the fern that's called Douglas
I'm just a
Fern?
Fan.
Or is that what your name is?
It's just a fan, man. Just
Dude,
a fan.
Well, guess what? You're not anonymous anymore. You're the guy who wears a Douglas Fern shirt.
Yeah. And you know what? You're a tree.
Oh.
That shakes when he talks.
Oh, that's weak.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm just going to keep jogging.
Wait.
Oh,
what?
No,
wait.
No. Wait, come back.
Come back.
I okay. want you to take a picture with me and Jan, please.
Okay. I was just going to say that GoDaddy's a ripoff, man. If you want domain names, you can do better than that.
But not every domain package comes with a photo of Danica Keller.
No, that's true.
Danica Patrick. Danica.
Well, Danica, and Danica Keller.
She just married.
From the Wonder Years.
That's Danica McKellar.
Danica McKellar, yeah.
You guys don't have much time left.
Guys, Christmas is almost over.
And
the tree is melting.
You know, I don't even know. If you two fight over the tree... I mean, I'm just an anonymous jogger, I know, but why don't you just cut him down?
Wait.
Just one last picture before I die.
Travis. Oh, hold on.
Just call me Christmas Tree Baby.
Christmas Tree Baby, just hold on. And don't don't go towards the lights.
Oh, God.
But he's covered in lights.
Don't go towards them.
Oh, they're so pretty and they're synchronized with other trees in the,
oh God.
In the yard. It's
one of
beautiful.
The lights has gone out. And they're all going out.
Every time he coughs, he shakes the lights. They're going to come down on you if you get too close to him.
Baby, this is our legacy. Just take a picture. This asshole can be in it, too. I don't care.
I want to be in it.
Yeah, you can be in it, man.
Douglas Fern, we don't have much time.
It's not my name, but I know what you mean, and I'm going to take the picture.
Jeez. If you catch me in the last moments of my life, this will totally go viral.
Cheese.
Trees.
Click. Trees.
Listen, Sarge. I know that ever since that tree disease has gone viral, there's been zombie outbreaks all over this world. But we're going to make it through this, okay?
Zombie trees have been ravaging this city already. How do you kill it? They don't got a brain to destroy.
I know.
Just zombie elms and apple trees everywhere.
The good news is they can't really come after us because they're rooted.
Yeah, but they're noisy as heck. It's really destroying the town.
But as far as I can tell, they're still putting out oxygen.
Well, that's good. That's good for us living humans.
Vroom, vroom.
What does that tree do?
Beep, boop, 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 boop. I am a robot tree with a virus.
Oh, God damn it.
They're getting so annoying, these trees.
Is that a tree just saying it's a robot, or is that actually a robot tree?
It's a Michael Winslow tree just doing noises.
Shut up. Michael Jordan.
Doing Bionic Man noises. They're referencing Michael Jackson's terrible baseball career.
Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
Swim, swim, swim. Swim, swim.
Because I'm the Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the Slim Shady. Yes, all the other Slim Shadys are just Slim Shady.
I'm going to use the last remaining flamethrower we have.
Shady. Do it. Torch
please, Slim Shady.
Oh, fucking trees.
Oh, that was a sick malt. Probably the sickest malt I've ever had. Hey, Sherry.
Yeah, baby.
Sherry Zero.
Yeah, baby.
You're my baby, and I fucking love you, man.
I love watching you drink milkshakes.
I love you, baby. I'm sorry I didn't let you have any of my milkshakes.
That's okay. I'm watching my figure. All girls do.
Sorry. There's a distinct no baby calling policy.
What?
Is there also a distinct smell of awesome going on? Because that's what this relationship
is. Yeah, there is,
body spray. And, I mean, unfortunately, I just had to kick out a woman who was talking to her actual baby because of the same policy. I don't make the rules. I just work here and enforce them.
That's a stupid rule, baby.
Hey.
Are you going to stand up? You're going to stand up
hey,
for
baby. Hey, baby. How's that
yeah,
for
what if we go French
what if I go
with it?
With that?
It doesn't matter if you're breaking the rules in a different language.
Oui, oui, baby.
You think I don't speak the other languages? I can speak other languages.
You're not speaking another language, man. You're just speaking with an accent.
Oh, you're saying I'm not speaking French right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am speaking the French.
All right. I was just about to leave anyway because I finished my malt, but now I kind of want to stay in this malt shop just to spite
you.
Well,
I'm saying that you cannot.
Yeah, thanks,
you can no longer stay in this malt shop. Unfortunately, you have broken the rules and I have to ask you to leave.
I don't even know what they're saying anymore. They're speaking French now. Baby, you know what's going on?
Hola, niño. Niño. Niña.
Niña. Niño. Niño. Picuto. Niña. Niñata.
I'll have another fucking malt, you piece of shit.
Yeah, baby. You do it.
So now you're going to get all chesty with me. Is that what you're going to do?
Hey, if you want to talk about chesty, why don't you just look no further than my niña over here?
Yeah, baby.
Do you see why, like, one of my hands is underneath the counter?
Because you're jerking off, you sick fuck.
No, look in the mirror back there. Don't look at my chest and jerk off. It's because my hand's on a shotgun.
Oh, you're going to shoot us? Is that what you're going to do?
That's what I'm going to do.
Why don't you just shoot me in the face, baby?
Yeah, he's telling us.
Oh, baby, your face. Oh, God.
Oh, my God, now it looks like Joe Rogan's face. Oh, gross,
oh, God,
baby.
I look like a meat Rogan. Oh,
that's right, because I shot him with meatloaf. Oh. It was frozen meatloaf.
Oh, it's so gross.
Oh, oh man. Baby, oh, my God.
I have to take a shower right away, but I don't think I'll be able to make it in time.
Sure you will. It's just manatee dick.
Oh no, that's the worst kind of dick. Oh no. Oh man. Oh yeah, my car is broken down.
Oh, finally, dude. It's like we were waiting for so long for your car to not be able to work so that we would have something to work on during the summer.
Yeah.
And now we do. We have something to do.
This is going to take at least 3 months.
Oh, dude, and we don't have any money for parts.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
Fast forward 3 months.
Ooh,
this car is fixed now. We have nothing to do, but it's still not a problem.
Yeah, we're so excited. We're going to go drive around, except we don't have any money for gas.
Oh, baby, check this out. Hey, guy, thanks for clapping for our car. Hey, check this
out. Applause all around.
Check this out. I just broke the window on our car. We have to fix it again. This is going to take at least 3 months.
Fast forward at least three months.
Oh, we couldn't fix the window on the car, baby. But hey, that's not a problem because there's no conflicts in our relationship.
No, only strong declarations and no questions.
Like the Declaration of Independence?
Yup.
That's already been done.
Damn it!
How's that for you?
Oh, it's really good. Keep doing that.
Yeah, was that good enough? Yeah. Is that what you were asking for?
Yeah, keep rubbing right there by my ear. Yeah, that's really hot.
Hey, Ilana.
Yeah, Drons.
I was just wondering if, you know, maybe I could turn on a little light jazz music for you.
Oh, yeah, let's set the mood.
Yeah, is that light enough? Is that light enough for you?
Drons, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Ilana. I was just wondering if I could have this clown do a little juggling next to you. Is that okay?
Yeah. You know, maybe get a couple of beanbags in there, a couple of squash or a chainsaw.
Hey, girl.
Ooh, drum.
I'd love to do some juggling for you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is my clown.
Ooh.
Yeah, his name is Browntown.
That's right.
Browntown the clown. Yeah.
Browntown, you look so funny.
Do you want me to take you Browntown?
Ooh. What does that mean?
Is yes.
The I'm not even sure what that means, but yes,
let's
I'm just, so in the
let's
mood.
Just dip these bowling pins into some kerosene.
Ooh, that's going to make them real smooth.
Ooh, but where did the kerosene come from?
Oh, don't worry your pretty little head.
Don't worry your pretty little head. Your head is so tiny and pretty.
Keep rubbing it, Drumps. Mm. Keep rubbing it with your pelvis.
Yeah. Here's a match. I want you to put the wood end in your teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm down with this.
Now it's lit.
Ooh.
And now we're gonna light each of these bowling pins.
Oh yeah, you're gonna be the catalyst for this show.
Can I take the match out of my teeth?
No way. Oh wait, yeah, you can.
She's gonna die.
Oh, you might die. I'm sorry. I'm not the clown.
Hey, I'm getting kind of hungry, guys. What do we say we introduce some food into this nighttime ritual?
Are your bowling pins all lit up now, baby?
Yeah, you ready for some juggling?
Alright.
Yeah, juggling.
As soon as I start juggling, you could roast some meat over the pins as
Ooh,
they're getting juggled.
Yeah,
across.
Pig roast, yeah.
Yeah, hey, Ilana.
Yeah, Trumps.
Hey, I was wondering if you wanted to roast some meat over those pins over there.
Yeah, I've already made that pretty clear.
I was just wanting to confirm, okay? Is that music still light enough for you?
You know, I'd actually like to hear something a little bit more.
All right, how about this death metal infused with punk rock, infused with baby sounds?
You really know how to set the mood.
All right.
Maybe we should go back to my place and get out of this library.
Yeah. Oh no, the library's on fire, baby. We definitely should get out of here.
Oh, I'm no book burner.
This is absolutely one of the most flammable places we could have done this whole thing.
Absolutely. Oh, so hey, flammable. Girl.
Oh, Brown Town, what's up?
Apparently, I may have dropped one of the bowling pins.
Oh, we noticed.
Into a stack of used books.
Yeah, the entire library is on fire, Brown Town. We noticed. Thank you for informing us, though.
Yo, I think that we should maybe get out of here.
Can we salvage the Encyclopedia Britannica?
Probably not, baby, but we might as well try.
Quick, take A through A-L.
I've got A-L through A-M.
And I've got T through Y-O-U.
That's all we need, baby. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Next up, Pats!
And that's our show. Thanks to Lunch with Jen and Alex. Thanks specifically to Jen Dorsman and Alex Colliard for coming on over to the house and sitting down with us for a while. Check Jen and Alex out at their Facebook page at facebook.com/lunchwithjenandalex. It's pretty easy to do because it's all one word. On there, you can see their videos, and that includes their latest video featuring Beth Gibbs, which I just watched and is super funny.
Very funny. Coming up soon, we recorded an episode of Lunch with Jen and Alex
featuring
while they were
here. Next at Bat.
Featuring Next at Bat. So I don't know how long it will be till that's up, but keep an eye out. And you can see me do some improv after the holiday mixtape, which is playing at the Brave New Workshop Student Union, 26th and Hennepin. They asked a bunch of Friday night stage match regulars to do some improv sets after that show. I will be up on December 21st, which is a Saturday. The next day, December 22nd, you can see Matthew and I, as well as a couple ladies from the Shortcakes group, in our last Cake Batter show at Improvagogo at Huge, 31st and Lindale.
Coming up for me in January, Drew and Matt is going to be at Huge Wednesdays, also at Huge Theater, 31st and Lindale in Uptown Minneapolis. That's at 8 o'clock at that theater, so come check us out. We're going to be probably good.
I think so. Always keep in touch with us. You can check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/nextatbat. We recently have topped 600 likes, so thank you very much.
Yeah, that's very nice of you.
Also, send us an email, nextatbatpodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm.
And check us out on iTunes. Subscribe to our podcast, rate and review it. Give us 5 stars. It helps us out a lot. We're getting a lot of good ratings and a ton of good downloads right now, so keep that going. That it helps us get a broader audience, and pretty soon we're actually going to be moving root sites. We're going to be starting up a WordPress site, so that will hopefully help us get a broader audience also. So thank you very much for all of your support. Tune in next week when I will be joined by my duo partner, Drew Kirsten, for a group that we call Drew and Matt, and Philip
will take over the interview and Philip's corner. It's going to be a lot of Philip talking next week.
Yeah, so if you're into Philip talking, make sure you tune into that episode.
Oh, well, no one is. So just listen anyway, guys.
Listen anyway, because it'll also be me and Drew talking. But until then, please check out our older library. There are some of our episodes that are criminally under-downloaded at this point, so check them out if you haven't. There's some really, really good things there. But as always,
praise Jaibosh.